Hello, dear Madrons. This is Priestess Kat Lupton, bringing you the reading for October. And in this season, we are approaching Samhain. Around us in the world, we begin to see, as the harvest has ended, things begin to die back and fall away. We begin to turn our thoughts and our energies inwards, preparing ourselves to enter the darkness. We are now in the darker half of the year. And what I have decided to read for you is one of the oldest myths or stories, oldest written myths and stories that we have, written, set down approximately 4,000 years ago, so 2,000 years before the Christian era, written in cuneiform, in triangular shaped letters on clay tablets. And it comes to us from the ancient civilization of Sumer and is part of a cycle of stories and myths and hymns from the goddess Inanna, the Sumerian goddess Inanna, the queen of heaven and earth. And I'm reading from the beautiful poetic translation that was created by Diane Wolkstein and Samuel Noah Kramer, which is called Inanna, Queen of Heaven and Earth, Her Stories and Hymns from Sumer. And I'm reading the part of the cycle where Inanna descends to the underworld to find her dark sister Ereshkigal. And I'll be reading this to you in two parts. The first part in October, and then the second part will follow in November. From the great above to the great below. From the great above, she opened her ear to the great below. From the great above, the goddess opened her ear to the great below. From the great above, Inanna opened her ear to the great below. My lady abandoned heaven and earth to descend to the underworld. Inanna abandoned heaven and earth to descend to the underworld. She abandoned her office of holy priestess to descend to the underworld. In Uruk, she abandoned her temple to descend to the underworld. In Bad Tibira, she abandoned her temple to descend to the underworld. In Zab Alam, she abandoned her temple to descend to the underworld. In Adab, she abandoned her temple to descend to the underworld. In Nippur, she abandoned her temple to descend to the underworld. In Kish, she abandoned her temple to descend to the underworld. In Akkad, she abandoned her temple to descend to the underworld. She gathered together the seven May. She took them into her hands. With the May in her possession, she prepared herself. She placed the Shugura, the crown of the step, on her head. She arranged the dark locks of hair across her forehead. She tied the small lapis beads around her neck, let the double strand of beads fall to her breast, and wrapped the royal robe around her body. She daubed her eyes with ointment called Let Him Come, Let Him Come, bound the breastplate called Come, Man, Come around her chest, slipped the gold ring over her wrist, and took the lapis measuring rod and line in her hand. Inanna set out for the underworld. Ninshabur, her faithful servant, went with her. Inanna spoke to her, saying, Ninshabur, my constant support, my Sukal who gives me wise advice, my warrior who fights by my side. I am descending to the Kur, to the underworld. If I do not return, set up a lament for me by the ruins. Beat the drum for me in the assembly places. Circle the houses of the gods. Tear at your eyes, at your mouth, at your thighs. Dress yourself in a single garment like a beggar. Go to Nippur, to the temple of Enlil. When you enter his holy shrine, cry out, O Father Enlil, do not let your daughter be put to death in the underworld. Do not let your bright silver be covered with the dust of the underworld. Do not let your precious lapis be broken into stone for the stoneworker. Do not let your fragrant boxwood be cut into wood for the woodworker. Do not let the holy priestess of heaven be put to death in the underworld. If Enlil will not help you, go to Ur, to the temple of Nana. Weep before Father Nana. If Nana will not help you, go to Eridu, to the temple of Enki. Weep before Father Enki. Father Enki, the god of wisdom, knows the food of life. He knows the waters of life. He knows the secrets. Surely he will not let me die. Inanna continued on her way to the underworld. Then she stopped and said, Go now, Ninshabur. Do not forget the words I have commanded you. When Inanna arrived at the outer gates of the underworld, she knocked loudly. She cried out in a fierce voice, Open the door, gatekeeper! Open the door, Neti! I alone would enter. Neti, the chief gatekeeper of the Kur, asked, Who are you? She answered, I am Inanna, Queen of Heaven, on my way to the east. Neti said, If you are truly Inanna, Queen of Heaven, on your way to the east, why has your heart led you on the road from which no traveller returns? Inanna answered, Because of my older sister, Ereshkigal. Her husband, Gugalana, the bull of heaven, has died. I have come to witness the funeral rites. Let the beer of his funeral rites be poured into the cup. Let it be done. Neti spoke. Stay here, Inanna. I will speak to my queen. I will give her your message. Neti, the chief gatekeeper of the Kur, entered the palace of Ereshkigal, the queen of the underworld, and said, My queen, a maid as tall as heaven, as wide as the earth, as strong as the foundations of the city wall, waits outside the palace gates. She has gathered together the seven mei. She has taken them into her hands. With the mei in her possession, she has prepared herself. On her head she wears the shugura, the crown of the steppe. Across her forehead, her dark locks of hair are carefully arranged. Around her neck she wears the small lapis beads. At her breast she wears the double strand of beads. Her body is wrapped with the royal robe. Her eyes are daubed with the ointment called Let Him Come, Let Him Come. Around her chest she wears the breastplate called Come, Man, Come. On her wrist she wears the gold ring. In her hand she carries the lapis measuring rod and line. When Ereshkigal heard this, she slapped her thigh and bit her lip. She took the matter into her heart and dwelt on it. Then she spoke. Come, Netty, my chief gatekeeper of the Kur, heed my words. Bolt the seven gates of the underworld. Then, one by one, open each gate a crack. Let Inanna enter. As she enters, remove her royal garments. Let the holy priestess of heaven enter, bowed low. Neti heeded the words of his queen. He bolted the seven gates of the underworld. Then he opened the outer gate. He said to the maid, "Come, Inanna, enter." When she entered the first gate, from her head, the shugura, the crown of the step, was removed. Inanna asked, "What is this?" She was told, "Quiet, Inanna, the ways of the underworld are perfect. They may not be questioned." When she entered the second gate, from her neck the small lapis beads were removed. Inanna asked, "What is this?" She was told, "Quiet, Inanna, the ways of the underworld are perfect. They may not be questioned." When she entered the third gate, from her breast the double strand of beads was removed. Inanna asked, "What is this?" She was told, "Quiet, Inanna, the ways of the underworld are perfect. They may not be questioned." When she entered the fourth gate, from her chest the breastplate called "Come, man, come" was removed. Inanna asked, "What is this?" She was told, "Quiet, Inanna, the ways of the underworld are perfect. They may not be questioned." When she entered the fifth gate, from her wrist the gold ring was removed. Inanna asked, "What is this?" She was told, "Quiet, Inanna, the ways of the underworld are perfect. They may not be questioned." When she entered the sixth gate, from her hand the lapis measuring rod and line was removed. Inanna asked, "What is this?" She was told, "Quiet, Inanna, the ways of the underworld are perfect. They may not be questioned." When she entered the seventh gate, from her body the royal robe was removed. Inanna asked, "What is this?" She was told, "Quiet, Inanna, the ways of the underworld are perfect. They may not be questioned." Naked and bowed low, Inanna entered the throne room. Ereshkigal rose from her throne. Inanna started toward the throne. The Anunna, the judges of the underworld, surrounded her. They passed judgment against her. Then Ereshkigal fastened on Inanna the eye of death. She spoke against her the word of wrath. She uttered against her the cry of guilt. She struck her. Inanna was turned into a corpse, a piece of rotting meat, and was hung from a hook on the wall.